Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden says fighting the coronavirus pandemic will be an uphill battle in the months ahead, but that the nation can turn things around if the right measures are taken. NPR's Winter Johnston reports on the executive actions that Biden is taking to improve vaccine distribution.
Biden is calling his plan to tackle the pandemic a wartime undertaking. He also says that restoring public trust will be a top priority moving forward.
Vice President Harris and I and our entire administration will always be honest and transparent with you about both the good news and the bad. We will level with you when we make a mistake. Will straight up say what happened.
Biden says he's directing FEMA to establish a plan to better coordinate with states to distribute vaccines. He says he's also using the Defense Production Act to boost supplies and will expand the number of healthcare professionals who can administer the shots. Winsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden's chief medical advisor says it feels liberating to be working under a science-friendly administration. Dr. Anthony Fauci admits he was not as comfortable working under Biden's predecessor.
I can tell you, I take no pleasure at all in being in a situation of contradicting the president. So it was really something that you didn't feel that you could actually say something and there wouldn't be any repercussions about it.
Dr. Fauci says the coronavirus infections may be nearing a plateau, but he warns the public to remain vigilant. President Biden is proposing a five-year extension of the U.S. arms treaty with Russia. The agreement is set to expire next month. The request coincides with the president's request that the U.S. intelligence community investigate Russia's alleged interference in the last election. A new international treaty to ban nuclear weapons takes effect today, but as NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports, the weapons themselves are not likely to disappear anytime soon.
It's called the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. Elaine White helped negotiate it.
For the first time in history, nuclear weapons are going to be illegal in international law.
Starting today, nations that signed the treaty will be banned from developing, possessing, or housing nuclear weapons on their territory. Over 80 countries have signed on, but so far, the nations that actually have nuclear weapons, including the U.S., are refusing to join. That means nukes aren't going to disappear anytime soon, White admits, but she hopes the new treaty can be a first step towards nuclear disarmament. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News, Washington.
Congress has approved a waiver for retired General Lloyd Austin to become U.S. Secretary of State if he's confirmed by the Senate. The waiver exempts Austin from a requirement that military leaders wait 7 years before taking a civilian leadership role. Austin retired from the military 5 years ago. This is NPR News. Thousands of National Guard troops are heading home from Washington, D.C. following a security lockdown around the U.S. Capitol. The measures were taken after the January 6th insurrection that resulted in 5 deaths. A federal judge says it was not illegal for Amazon to remove the social media site Parler from its web hosting service. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports from San Francisco.
Parler is an anything-goes social media site popular with Trump supporters. When Amazon stopped hosting Parler's website over posts glorifying violence, Parler sued, saying Amazon's decision was anti-competitive and a breach of contract. But now a federal judge has ruled that it was Parler that violated a contract by failing to police its site. Parler was a staging site for the riots on the Capitol, and many took to the platform to share videos of violence. Federal Judge Barbara Rothstein ruled that Amazon's choice to not host incendiary speech is well within the company's legal rights. Parler, meanwhile, says it is still trying to figure out a way to come back online. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
A lawyers group is asking New York courts to suspend attorney Rudy Giuliani's law license. Lawyers Defending American Democracy, which includes former judges and federal attorneys among its members, say that Giuliani should be investigated for violating the rules of professional conduct. They say the former Trump attorney spread false allegations of election fraud and should be disbarred. Giuliani is a former New York City mayor, a former prosecutor, and a 2008 presidential hopeful. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for